to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Again, I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. To reach Mike on the phone, Dr. Mike, you may reach him at 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com. Try us out on iHeartRadio Talk and customize your health information with You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show and Radio MD. If you use the web, click Talk in the main menu and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. iHeartRadio Talk. It's a great way to be entertained and informed now with music and information, specifically health information. Dr. Gary Gensberg will not be with us this week. He'll be back next week. But with us today will be Dr. Arthur Perry, Straight Talk from the Docs at 35 after the hour. And what's the game plan for today?
The game plan, he's going to review what he did on his last 2 weeks away from us, which was he visited Great Britain and France and some other European countries. But one of the interesting things is there's a law in France that you can't even get Botox without a 15-day waiting period. So all cosmetic surgery is a 15-day waiting period should you do that. And the British health system is so scrapped for dollars, they're talking about sending, they actually are sending, some of their heart surgery patients to India because it's much less expensive than getting the same heart surgery in Great Britain. What do you think about that? And Arthur's going to tell his tales from talking to physicians and patients about that.
Straight Talk from the Docs at 35 after the hour. What kind of health system does Britain have if they're sending people places other than Britain to be treated?
Well, obviously they have a very good one, but they're strapped for cash. So it's a very, very interesting, situation relating to the costs of care and rationing. And will we come to that same process in the United States, sending patients to India for cardiac surgery?
That's Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 past the hour. Between now and then, let's have Dr. Mike talk about some of the top medical stories of the week. Pumping up your recommended daily allowance of protein does some good things for you.
Yeah, this is very interesting because this was a very good study that looked at the amount of protein in a diet. And the recommended daily allowance is around a gram of protein for each kilogram, or if you look at it by, pounds, if you weigh 150 pounds, they recommend about a half a pound, about a half a gram of protein per pound. This study, they did both two times as much and three times as much, as well as the regular amount of protein, and they found that in people trying to lose weight, it was a large randomized controlled study, and they found, which are the best kind, and they found in people trying to lose weight that those who had roughly a gram of protein per pound of weight lost the least amount of muscle mass, that is, they lost fat mass to a greater degree than muscle mass. So weightlifters have done this for a long time with protein supplements, but in fact, I think rather than doing it with protein supplements, just get it with salmon burgers and nuts. Those are my favorite sources, and legumes. Those are my favorite sources of protein. Those are healthy proteins. So you can get it that way without getting many calories and get, in fact, something that helps you not feel as hungry at the same time and lose fat mass, not muscle mass, so the muscles use a lot of calories. Now, they didn't look at brain mass, and brain mass is one of the key things. You know, the only organ in the body, really, that size matters is your brain, and it's the areas of the hippocampus. There's another study this week where the insula, which is part of the hippocampal neurons, is one of the first to decline in getting dementia. It's also a way you can build it with exercise, with stress relief, and yes, to a little degree, you build it with video games. So it's a multitasking video game, makes our brains act younger by building the connections, and those connections increase brain size. So we don't have what happened to brain size. All we have is what happened to muscle mass, but hopefully the same thing happened to brain size.
I love salmon. Can you eat salmon every day? Is that all right?
Sure. You want to eat it from a variety of different places. So I get salmon burgers. Mm-hmm. They're the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run, so they're the healthiest salmon. They put them into salmon burgers. There's 20 grams of protein per burger in the kind I get. So if you have three of those, you're getting 60 grams of protein, and then you can have a little more. But I have those, and it's about a 500-calorie meal. And so it's one of my favorites. You got to eat a variety, though. That's one of the keys. And make sure you don't get toxicity from any fish. Eat it from a variety of places. So don't eat just the salmon burgers. But they come, I think it's 12 for $10. So it's a pretty darn good bargain at your neighborhood Costco or BJ's store.
Well, I can
also buy the canned salmon and make your own. Yeah. And all canned salmon is wild. So it's one of the cheapest ways.
Canned is actually even less expensive. I don't find it as tasty, but I do add the canned salmon cooked. You cook it a little bit. It's already cooked, but you can cook it more and then add it to salad. So it's a great another source, different source of salmon, and likely to have, if there are any contaminants, it's likely to have a variety, different variety than the than the frozen burgers.
What do you put on a salmon burger? Anything you put on it? Hollandaise sauce
you
or what?
Hollandaise sauce. Give me a break. You can put mustard on it. Uh-huh. I actually love them plain.
Yeah.
They taste great. I put garlic and pepper on it. So I cook them with garlic and pepper.
Uh-huh.
So they're already seasoned by the time I launch into them.
I put sriracha on mine because I like hot stuff.
You put what on it?
Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Have you ever had it?
No, never have.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's hot?
Yeah,
yes,
it's really
spicy.
Hot.
It'll burn your tongue, Joe.
Try it and let me
careful,
know what you
be
think.
Be careful. You don't have too much at once or you'll start sweating up a storm.
Okay. Thanks for the warning on that.
Wait, but going back to that protein study really fast, before people start eating protein in abundance, this is one of the first studies that has seen an actual benefit, because prior studies have found that too much protein can actually be really bad for you, that it can lead to dehydration, added stress on the kidneys, especially if you have certain health conditions, that too much protein can be detrimental to your health. And in addition, excessive intake of any macronutrient, it ends up being stored as fat if you're consuming too many calories. So doubling up on your protein, if you're not going to restrict your calories, is only going to end up leading to more fat being stored, because too much protein, if you're getting too many calories, ends up being stored as fat, just like carbohydrates.
Yeah, so that is an important point. I mean, in other words, they had uniform calorie diets in the study, and just one had two times the RDA of protein, or your weight in pounds in protein grams. So if you weigh 140 pounds, you had 140 grams of protein. The third, if you tripled that to 210 grams, you didn't gain any advantage over the, and as Bridget correctly points out, too much protein without enough water, or too much protein in general, can cause kidney disorders.
And I think that people perceive protein to just be like, oh, the more the better, let's just eat it all, eat all protein diets, and then we will lose weight. And it's actually not the case. It's more about like reaching an optimal protein intake for your physical activity and your weight.
All right, we'll be back with more of the top medical stories of the week on the way to Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. If you have an email or question for Dr. Mike, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. How ethical is a false reality? What exactly is metabolically healthy obesity? And when football teams lose, the losing football team's fans reach for the junk food. All coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you for listening today. Brought to you by UBeauty.com and Morning Light Multivitamins. What's toxic and what's not? Back next week. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is off this week, so he will be back next week. And Dr. Arthur Perry is here. You can join Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Our football fans who follow winning football teams, healthier football fans. Are they, Dr. Mike?
Well, if that happened, you'd expect Cleveland to be a very sick area. And it is. That's right. What happens is that people get frustrated when their team loses, apparently, and they reach for something to, if you will, soothe their anxieties, their frustrations. And so they consume extra fat and sugar in the wake of their favorite team losses. On the Monday after a team loss, people ate 10% more calories and 16% more saturated fat compared to their typical habits. In contrast, they ate slightly fewer calories and less saturated fat after an NFL team victory. There were no such Monday fluctuations for people in cities without NFL teams.
Crazy.
Well, so now the second phase, they also looked at this in French soccer fans. And in fact, after the team that in general, go ahead, Bridget, you'll tell this one. This is such an interesting one.
Okay, this was my favorite story of the week. In the second part of the study, they asked people to either write about their favorite team's victory or their favorite team's defeat. And then after they did their writing session, the people were sitting around doing a puzzle, and then there was a variety of snacks that were available for them to eat. And the people that had to write about their team losing, they found to be more likely to choose junk food, and in turn, that group of individuals consumed more saturated fat and sugar. So then in the third phase of the study, they took 180 French adults, and they separated them into three groups. One group watched a soccer game where the French beat Italy, and then the second group watched Italy beat the French in the 2006 World Cup. And then in the third group, they had just two Belgian soccer teams. It was essentially the control group. So what they found was that when the group that was watching the French defeat Italy, they ended up consuming less of the junk food afterwards than the group that watched Italy beat the group that they watched their team win. And then they found half of those people afterwards had to write a self-affirmation talking about their family or something good in their life. And those that did the self-affirmation who still watched their team lose ended up not eating more calories, because the idea is that self-affirmation helps decrease emotional eating.
So Joe, the key is, after you see a Syracuse basketball loss, or I see a Cleveland baseball or football loss, to then say, I'm a good person, it doesn't matter that the team lost, I'm a good person, or I've got this to do and this is a good thing to do, or I'm helping the community, or let's write a letter to fire the coach.
Well, it can.
You obviously can't do that with Syracuse basketball, because that guy's been there forever.
No, he's
Outside of sports, this lesson can be applied to things in real life, like stressful situations.
Sports is real life.
I know. I mean, people's day-to-day life and stressful situations outside of sporting events, like when you're really stressed at the office, mm-hmm. that a lot of times can lead people to eating more. And so if you do these self-affirmations, the study is trying to suggest that it can decrease your likelihood of reaching out for a bag of candy.
How are you going to get a football fan to sign a self-affirmation form, Bridget? I mean, come on. Really? I mean, really?
Well,
I mean, soccer fans are pansies, okay? Football fans are. Football fans are.
Hey, there probably are more deaths. You know, there are more deaths of soccer fans than there are. You know, they get pretty into this game. I don't think I hope that iHeartRadio is not carried in Great Britain, Joe. Or you're in big trouble.
You may email me with your disapproval of that statement. But again, and on top of that, what are
don't
they
eating? Don't send that one to UDOC. Send that directly to Joe Galuski at WSYR in Syracuse, New York.
What are they doing during the game? What are they eating during the game? They're eating the unhealthy food, too, during the game, aren't they?
I mean, we could only assume that.
Of course.
Joe, in fact, we ought to find out, you know, you once told us how many hot dogs were eaten and slices of pizza.
That's enormous. On Super Bowl Sunday.
It was the most ungodly thing because it is the worst food in the world. If you ever saw hot dogs made, you'd never eat a hot dog.
Well, okay, that's on your list today, so you brought it up. Do you know how hot dogs are really made? What's in a hot dog?
Yeah, basically a hot dog, now I'm going to get in trouble, is mainly some pork and some chicken with a ton of artificial ingredients. And then they literally grind the stuff from the remains of the cow after they've used every other part. And they either high pressure spray it, or they do it. They often put high fructose corn syrup with it. Why you need corn syrup with it? And then they put all this nitrates in it to preserve it. It is, you know, it's the closest thing we know of a heart attack between two thin pieces of bread.
More than a hamburger?
Oh, yeah. The hot dog processed meat, if you will, is much more deadly. It actually has toxins for your endothelial cells, the cells that line your arteries. So a few hot dogs are bad for you. Food is not let's make a deal. you should really avoid, you know, the best thing you can do if you've got a hot dog vendor is ask him to put the grilled onions between the bun and just enjoy the grilled onions with mustard and relish and ketchup on them. Don't have the hot dog. Give the hot dog to somebody who you don't like very much.
Or for your kids, I saw this really cute idea on the Kelly and Michael show, which I love. And I was watching it the other day, and they had this dietitian on who was making healthier snack options for your kids. And she had a hot dog bun with a banana inside and then peanut butter lining the side. So it was like a banana and peanut butter.
It's like an Elvis.
Oh. Yeah, kind of. It was really cute because she packed it in her kids' lunch with a note that she wrote on the banana, so the kid just had to peel the banana and then add it to the bun that had the peanut butter already on it. I thought it was a good idea. I would eat that.
You know, Joe is not approving.
That's sick, Bridget.
Joe.
Yeah.
Tell your friend don't get the X-rays and don't get that when he goes.
You know, I watch on the Travel Channel. I watch Travel Channel. There's a show on there called Bizarre Foods, and the guy travels to other parts of the world, all over the world, and eats all different kinds of foods, which are crazy in some parts of the world. You know, in other parts of the world, they eat the whole animal. I mean, they don't waste anything, whether it's for, you know, because of the economic situation. But in other parts of the world, I mean, they don't waste anything on an animal. I mean, they'll eat anything that the animal has on it. You know, it's got to be a difficult lifestyle choice for an American, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, they eat everything.
Joe, I got it. They eat everything. I got it. I just don't. It is there. We have the luxury of having great tasting, very healthful food here. You know, avocado. I mean, you know, this is the time of year for great avocados. This is the time of year for wonderful salads. This is the time of year for fresh vegetables and fresh fruits.
Apples too.
And apples.
Apples are coming.
It's a wonderful time of year. So you can get and just enjoy it with my canned salmon or salmon burgers.
Well, Straight Talk from the Docs is next. Dr. Arthur Perry's ready to go. He's been away for a couple of weeks, so a lot of ground to cover with Dr. Mike, and they'll be on in just a couple of minutes after we break. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks, honey. Proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur is back after a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks away, in Europe, learning about the cosmetic and plastic surgery in Europe. It was a business trip, right, Arthur?
It was a business trip. I learned about a lot of different things, Mike. And both for cosmetic surgery and for my skincare company. And by the way, it was 2 weeks. I know it seemed like three for you.
Well, we miss you so much because you bring so much to the program. So thank you for bringing so much to the program. Now tell us about France's cosmetic surgery. If you've got to wait 15 days for even Botox, why is this? What's the rationale behind it? And what can we do? Is there, if you're wanting plastic surgery over there, do you do anything or you just accept it?
Well, Mike, you know, in the state of New Jersey, you can't buy a refrigerator without a 48-hour return period. That's required. So how is it that we can impulsively go and have medical procedures that are completely unnecessary? And you can do that in the United States, in every state. There's no waiting period here. If you want Botox, there's a place in Manhattan, Mike, that you can walk in, just give them your name, tell them how old you are, and get Botox. That's all that it takes. But in France, they passed a law recently, and it requires a 15-day waiting period for anything, any cosmetic surgical procedure. That includes Botox or an eyelid lift or anything. And boy, it makes a lot of sense. I bet you if they tried to do that here in the United States, there would be a lot of resistance. What do you think?
You know, I think there would be a lot of resistance, meaning I think that we believe we should be able to do anything at any time as long as it doesn't hurt someone else. And sometimes we don't even care if we hurt at somebody else. So one of the stories today was on e-cigarettes taking off among the teenagers. That is, teenagers are smoking. And of course, at the same time, there's a lot of smoking of marijuana. And both of them, in fact, pollute the atmosphere. So I think what we have to do is, in fact, if we're going to allow those things to occur, that we have to make sure they occur in either seclusion or that we make sure that we tax them appropriately. So for cigarettes, we'd have to tax them 16 times as much as they're taxed now to pay for the full medical expenses. I assume if we're going to tax, if we ever have marijuana that isn't in, meaning there's no problem if you're using medical marijuana and put it in brownies or cookies or whatever, snuff it or whatever you do. It's when you smoke it that it ends up being four times as bad for the environment, for those people around you. They may feel high, but they get four times the toxins as from smoking one cigarette.
Mike, it's interesting. In Amsterdam, when I went on a train from Amsterdam to the airport, some guy stumbled on the train with a lit marijuana cigarette and sat across from me. So I gathered my wife and my kid and went to a non-smoking car, which took on a new meaning. What do you think? A non-smoking car in Amsterdam means you don't have to sit next to marijuana. How about that?
That's interesting. So you could do what I did during medical school, which is you can inhale without breathing, without lighting up. A reverse Quentin.
Yeah, well... What's interesting about the delay, the 15-day delay for a cosmetic procedure, Mike, in Washington, D.C., I don't know if you heard about the law that was just proposed for tattooing. They want a 24-hour waiting period before get a tattoo.
Because who is it who calls tattoo a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling?
Dr. Mary, isn't that what you say?
I don't know who that is. Steve Martin, maybe.
Yeah, but anyway, a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling. Anyway, I actually think that's a good thing. What do you think? It'll cut down tattoos probably by 50 or 60%.
It's a great thing. You know, there's great resistance, as you can imagine, from the tattoo community in Washington, D.C. This was just proposed I believe it was yesterday, and it would be the biggest city in the United States to enact legislation like that. It's very important. There's no such thing as emergency cosmetic surgery, Mike, and there's no such thing as an emergency need for a tattoo. So there's no reason why people can't wait for these things.
So what do you do? If for Botox, you just call your doctor up 15 days in advance and say, I'm going to come in 15 days?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't know if that satisfies the legal requirement in France. I don't know. I think you have to have the consultation and then come back for the Botox. I don't think you can do it over
and it
the
probably
phone,
isn't covered by the healthcare system there.
No, it's not. And by the way, Mike, I don't know if we have time to talk about it in this segment or the next. The things that are being covered by the National Health Service in England are raising a lot of eyebrows, so to speak, right?
Well, when we come back
in the next segment.
Well, actually, we should talk about that in the next segment. I prefaced it by saying that England is beginning to send some patients to India because cardiac surgery is so much less expensive there. Is that what you're going to talk about?
I am going to talk about that. That as well as the National Health Service being cash-strapped, but providing for some cosmetic surgery. It was headlines the entire week that I was there about a week ago.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
You want to talk about that now or when we return?
Well, let's talk about how cash-strapped it is. What do you mean by cash-strapped? Are they allocated so much money at the beginning of the year and then they have to live within that?
Well, that's right. And the National Health Service is...
Because I should tell people that I think we're coming to a system of three types of care in the United States. There will be concierge for the 3-5% of people who can afford it. There will be some corporations if you're in a specialty, if you're in a, if you, for example, you're a programmer, or a computer programmer, and you're being fought over by three different companies. Some companies will have a pure private insurance like some companies do in Great Britain. And then for the vast majority, we'll have a national health system. And my guess is, and it's going to be messy getting there, but my guess is, in the next 5% will be concierge and 20% may be in the insured by a corporation, private insurance, and then 75% will be the Great Britain kind. So we're in a system where we may get very close to that ourselves.
And I do think that's coming. And in Britain... they're all screaming about patients not getting chemotherapy, for instance. Or now what you were talking about was the cost of cardiac surgery, I believe, in London is something like 20 times higher than it is in India. And so there's consideration where they're going to ship patients, put them on a plane or a train, and send them to India to have cardiac surgery and then return afterwards. And the National Health Service is kicking this idea around. People are going bananas in the newspapers in the United Kingdom about this. But that seems to be a solution to England's problems with the health system. We're just getting into it here. God knows what it's going to be like here because, as you know, this is the refuge for countries like Canada where the affluent come down to the United States for their care. And if our system changes dramatically, maybe we'll be going to India also.
Wow. That would be crazy.
So the basic message, if you will, is that when we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about the English system and the American system and costs and how you keep healthcare from continuing to erode defense, social programs, and other things. There is a good news on this, so come back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, now let's go through this British system again. So how many people belong to the British health system? Do they cover everyone in the country? What about people who are visiting? And then, don't they have a private insurance system in addition? And how do the two work together?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I'm not the world's expert in the National Health Service system, Mike, but I know a little bit about it, but I'm not sure I can answer all your questions. But I do know that everybody, I believe, is enrolled, but the more affluent have private insurance in addition to it. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and so that's it's usually corporations who, in fact, buy them that, meaning they're in what I call a corporations where the individuals are in jobs that are highly desired and they can't find enough workers for. So the computer programmer is an ideal example, where a company has, 50 computer programmers and it needs 100, and there are a lot of companies competing for the programmers. So that company says, well, I'm going to buy insurance and health insurance so this guy knows that we care about him. And so they give him extra benefits, one of which is health insurance. So that sometimes is what happens, and I think it happens in about 20% of British corporations. So Britain has the National Health Service, which insures 100%, but if you can't get service very quickly there, as a number can't, or you want special service, you can, in fact, go to this private insurer if you have that. And I think it's about 20% of corporate employees have that.
And so, Mike, because
now,
of that,
is anything in plastic surgery covered by the National Health Service?
Almost nothing. But the headlines, and this was remarkable, it was great timing for me to be there because I enjoyed reading the paper every day. The headline was that a woman had a tummy tuck paid for by the health service, the National Health Service, because she said she was able to convince her doctors over a year and a half that she was unemployable as a belly dancer and as a model without this tummy tuck.
Oh,
and
my
so
God,
they
unreal.
Paid for it. And that's right. And it got in the front pages. And then the story came out about the National Health Service paying for a breast augmentation by a woman. So these are two scandals. And then the letters and the radio was continuous with people complaining about the care that they could not receive, the chemotherapy that children could not get because it was not approved in the United Kingdom because of budgetary reasons and things like that. So there's an uproar as we speak over exactly what you said, having some people wangling cosmetic surgical procedures. You know, in the United States, Mike, 20 years ago, tummy tucks were almost always covered by health insurance, and they are never covered now. Never. And I think that's appropriate because, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere. There's only a limited number of dollars, and while I am personally the beneficiary of those dollars when I do tummy tucks, I don't think it's correct for society to pay for basically cosmetic procedures with no physical benefit. It's different if you have enormous breasts, for instance, and you really do have symptoms. And people make fun of things like that, but it's really true when you have back pain and neck pain and rashes around your breasts. People with enormous breasts, I'm not talking about big C cups or even small D cups, we're talking about giant breasts, G's, and bigger sizes. Those should be covered by health insurance. And I do believe in the United Kingdom, they are covered when it reaches an extreme, just like they are in the United States. But less and less of those procedures are, and rightfully so, because there's a limited number of healthcare dollars, and we don't want to see people requiring aortic valves not get their valve because someone got a tummy tuck, right?
Absolutely. So, Arthur, what did you take away from your visit to Europe? Was it more about the economy of Europe and the problems in healthcare financing, or did you learn some new procedures and new, substances to use in your procedures, other than, in fact, giving marijuana cigarettes for pain relief?
Yeah, we don't do that. And Mike, the things I learned, it's the French plastic surgery system is quite advanced and probably a little bit ahead of the United States, but we're catching up. And the reason for that is there's a much more conservative approach to cosmetic surgery in France than there is in the United States. So that means breast augmentations are smaller than the average augmentation in the United States. The average size implant used is about 30 to 40% smaller than the United States. You'd think the opposite with Nice and the beaches, right? But not so. And facelifts in France are much more conservative. They don't have the stretched out look that so many do in the United States. And so, that's the teaching of the French plastic surgery. And it is because we're becoming a true global medical community now. I think that's spreading now to the United States. But it's interesting in this respect, they're ahead of us. So I learned that. And mostly, Mike, I spied on all sorts of skincare while I was in France, more than England. In France, it's interesting. I went to a perfume museum and factory. That's interesting.
Well, we're going to go to the tip of the week, Arthur. And where do you think the best place to walk is? Well, it's right outside your door. Whether it's in the cold or gloppy weather or in perfect weather like we've had recently, and we know treadmills are great. I spend plenty of time on them myself, making sure I hit 10,000 steps every day, 10K every day. No excuses. But anytime you can walk outdoors, do. Especially if life deals you lemons. When you're tense or angry, walking, like any physical activity, will get your head straight faster, and walking outside works even better. In the fresh air, the sunshine, the greenery, probably all of that and more. There's something about the great outdoors that helps you get a little extra from your workout. You feel more alive, energetic, optimistic, more committed to daily walking routine, Yep, they've studied this, and it lets you achieve that no excuses like us UDocs do 10,000 K a day. But wait, there's more. You'll burn a few extra calories, quite wind resistance, dodging people, potholes, puddles, going up and down slopes. Real hills make a bigger difference. You'll like you more. Self-esteem jumps from all kinds of green exercise, that is outdoor activities, biking, surfing, striding around the neighborhood, all count. And you think better. Just 90 days of moderate walking boosts blood flow to your brain by 15%. Can you say smarter, Arthur? Walking lowers your blood pressure and heart rate. Now say, see ya, heart disease. You'll have fun. The people, pet, and baby watching are better than most TVs. You'll get lucky. Whether you're looking for love, work, or new ideas on the front door, leaving home helps you find out. The real age benefit of walking, of course, 4 years younger. And this is Dr. Mike wishing you a great week. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. Arthur, for great comments. Bridget, of course, for wonderful things. Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.